Marty Hawk's on the phone with us. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday morning. Marty, we thank you for your patience getting through all the things we need to get through here on a busy Wednesday morning.
I just think about all the families out there trying to figure out, okay, now we have the kids. We can't put them on
the third day in a row.
So we have to do some. Hopefully they have
that plan should be figured out now. You had absolutely Monday to work it out. You had Tuesday to work it out, and you might have to. And you know what? If it's going to be this cold, it wouldn't be out of the realm to think maybe tomorrow morning it's not going to happen either.
I would think many of those parents just will not make it into the office or wherever their workplace is.
I think it's a time of understanding because the weather and the travel and everything else. Not much fun, and we just have to kind of tough it out. And could you imagine what the people in Boston have been doing the last 4 weeks?
Right. Just as a reminder, the most important thing we have to do as parents is to make sure our children are safe, and putting them out there in the cold where they're going to get frostbite is not a very safe place to be.
So. No, it's not. And tomorrow's forecast, it's going to be -6 tonight, Marty. Tomorrow, 7 and -5. So we don't even get as warm as we do today, and we get just as cold as that wind chill advisory is 10 a.m. this morning through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So I'm not going to go out and tell you that we're not going to have any fun tomorrow morning. I wouldn't think it'd be much fun at all.
And I hope that even though those children might want to go out and play in the snow, that the wiser minds will prevail and make sure that they're not out there in temperatures that's dangerous.
And with these forecasts moving forward, looks like you might have Friday after school. You can do that if we get back to school.
That works.
You can wait till the weekend to start playing.
Well, I'll tell you where it was hot last night. Looked like the Monroe County Plan Commission was really heating up. Didn't anybody watch that?
I didn't get a chance to watch it, Marty.
Well, there was a big discussion. Who's going to be the president? I mean, it was like split votes. But now, of course, it's a 5-4 vote because now we have Bernie Garitas is on there. But it's going to be Richard Martin this year rather than John Irvine.
Tell me what that means, Marty. Just leading the commission? Is it the tie-breaking vote? What is the gravitas of the president of the commission?
Well, before, of course, it was everything was running tie votes, four one way, four another way, because we were short a commission member. Now they've added one, so now the votes are going 5-4. And it seems as though I'm trying to follow along to figure out, okay, who's on first and who's on second on this. One of the important appointments was who was going to serve on the
Plan Review Committee.
Well, that I was going to say something else.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about that.
Right,
was one of the ones I saw.
There's a board that you can go to, the Board of Zoning Appeals, so that if you don't like what you've got, you can go to the Board of Zoning Appeals. But John Irvine was appointed to the Board of Zoning Appeals, if I'm following along all right on this one. So there was some votes for and against him serving on that as well. Then with this, the authors of the folks who put together the rural zoning, now the members will be... The same members will be, let me see, it would be Irvine and Lee Jones and Scott Wells and
Ron Foster.
Yeah. So that's going to be really big. Now, the other thing is yesterday there was a meeting between the county and the Bloomington
Chamber?
Bloomington Chamber. I kept wanting to say Board of Realtors.
No, it's called
part of what they wanted to say, look, I'd like to have a seat at the table as we're moving forward with these rules so that we can get some suggestions to you up front rather than after the fact. And the other, they had more than just the concern about the planning and zoning, but they also... had some concerns as well about the parking garage, which we spoke about just last week. And they were saying, look, what was the rationale behind moving forward without asking for any other additional proposals on how this should move forward? Why wasn't there more public discussion about it? And why didn't the commissioners put this out there?
They didn't put it out for bid, apparently.
They just evidently, they didn't legally have to, but wouldn't you think they would want to? And now, of course, there's not a big push behind this from the city, which we have to get the city's permission to move forward with this
parking garage. It almost sounded like they didn't want it to happen.
Well, and now there are absolutely questions as to if the whole reason for this is to free up the parking lot next to the convention center, and there's movement by the commissioners, it appears, to just hand that property over to the city for the convention center, as well as the building. That's what it's sounding like to me. Well, then what are we, the county, getting in return? Are we, only thing we're getting is the opportunity to pay for a garage someplace else? I'm not understanding the flow of the money on that.
Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She checks in every Wednesday morning. You guys putting a budget together yet?
Well, of course, we're always looking at it, but what we finally have received, we were the 78th county out of 92 counties to finally get our 2015 budget approved. Now, it's not just the county, our budget, but it's the city budget, it's the townships. All of those budgets, they could not be approved by the state for 2015 until the auditor's office had finished doing all of the settlement and doing all their numbers so that they could move forward with these
budgets.
Wasn't
there a problem with the treasurer's office reconciling their books before that could even happen?
Well, and it's not totally reconciled as yet, as far as I am aware. I've not been told that we have any definitive solution yet as to exactly what's going on there. However, now that we have those numbers, they will have to be publicized. And this year, the legislation says that the treasurer must send out a written notice to everyone 15 days, no less than 15 days in advance of when these taxes are due. So not only will it be online, and not only will it be, you know, in the paper and so forth, but you should also be receiving a written notice. That's how much it is. And that, as I understand it, you should be getting, even if your lender gets one, you should get one too if you have a mortgage on your property.
So, Marty, you're referring to everyone who gets a tax bill for property in Monroe County.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just wanted to clarify. You when you say that they had to send out a written notice, I wasn't sure who you were talking about too.
Okay. Everyone who owes taxes should be receiving a written notice from the Monroe County Treasurer saying how much those taxes are. And, you know, for years, that notice would just go just to your lender, and you might be sitting there not knowing what it was your lender knew. So this, as I understand it, is supposed to be going out to the individual property
taxpayer.
That's
actually really a good thing.
I think it certainly is. So, of course, that'll mean extra postage, et cetera, but that's what we are there to do, and we need to get it done. Also, just as a heads up, so that nobody will say we're not discussing this publicly, I want to make sure we're all following along on this new, possibly over $6 million, almost $7 million new tax that is being proposed and is moving forward here for Monroe County. And so that's the income tax, the new income tax, where the dollars would all go to Bloomington Transit so that they could expand out into the county.
And they're going to put a hospital out there, too. That's kind of weird.
I beg your pardon?
And they're going to put a hospital out there perhaps as well. That's kind of weird how that's all coming together.
Well, definitely transportation is going to have to be arranged, absolutely. There are some that says if Bloomington wants to take their transportation out that far, they should just go ahead and annex out that far. There's others that say if we want to raise taxes here to provide transit out in the rural areas, make sure that the money goes at least in part to rural transit. And that's pretty much where I am. I'm saying, look, if the people of this county want to pay this additional tax, maybe not everybody wants to pay an additional tax, but let's say if they agree that, yes, it's a necessary thing, I think it's very important that we cover rural transit in the bill itself, in the legislation itself, because any negotiation can go on behind closed doors or whatever, and that is no guarantee that rural transit would be protected in order to continue to provide the services to the seniors out there, the people who need assistance getting to grocery shopping or to the doctor or whatever, in order for them to still live in their own homes and have some independence. And so we need to make sure that that particular service is not jeopardized.
Marty,
anyway.
Two questions. Do you have a bill number, and is this just for Monroe County?
It's Senate Bill 379, and this, it is incorporated in other, it's a CEDAT tax, an income tax, and Monroe County's never had a CEDAT tax. But when you're looking at this, there's only two counties that has been dedicated to putting it together this way, and one of which was Hamilton County, where the county council voted on it, and that was then tied to a public question, a referendum. And we are the only other county that is included in this, and we are the only county that I could see that it was being used to extend the services of one transit authority into another transit authority, though it might be there because
is it going to go up for referendum like they did in Hamilton County?
Well, it was on the bill. Senator Stoops did have it in the bill as having had an amendment in there for it to be a referendum, and then he removed it before it left the committee.
Of course.
So it might very well be that someone will put that back in. I do not know. But what I would suggest is that we make certain that rural transit is protected in whatever. I mean, they have ways to write that so that they don't have to go hat in hand begging to make sure that they don't have to close their doors. And that's number one. And to make sure that the appointments that is mentioned that would set on this transit authority would be, it says members of the county should be appointed. They would live in the county. Well, we already know we've been through that before,
right,
where they can say, well, they live in the county, they live in the city. So that should be definitely
clarified,
indicated as it's out of the incorporated areas.
Marty,
those are the suggestions I would like to ask for changes to be
made.
Have
you talked to Senator Stoops to ask him if these things have been done?
I have sent out some emails, and I'm going to continue to do that. I can tell you that the schedule at the state level, because I'm watching it every day, they're starting early this morning, and I doubt they'll be through until very late this evening. So I'm hoping that they'll have a chance in the meantime to either see a text or an email. Remember that it's already passed the Senate. So now it's now over to the House. So if you want to weigh in on this, you want to get a hold of our Representative Heaton or Matt Ubler or Peggy Mayfield or Matt Pierce,
okay,
or Eric Cook,
Brent
Steele.
One last really quick question, Marty. We've been seeing a bunch of things in here about Owen County's auditor who got prosecuted and is now gone, that they're going, the state attorney general's going after her for the money that she misspent and stole from the county. What is going on with our own situation here in Monroe County, where we had a special prosecutor? We've not heard anything from you about how much that cost the county. Is there going to be any reimbursement to the county for those monies? What's up with that?
Well, I'm wondering if this is one of the reasons, and this is just my own personal thought, if this is one of the reasons why the state attorney's office, attorney general, is saying, whoops, we'll take over here from Owen. They don't want the same thing to happen, I would not think, as what happened from Monroe County. I mean, what did she had some home detention.
That was it.
That was it. That was it. And believe me, if looking into the dollars, that was the problem in Owen County. It seems to me there was a lot more investigation there.
Oh, yeah.
What would happen
they went
here.
Back to like 2001.
So I feel like we were let down here in this county.
Marty, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I understand.
If we didn't have you on Wednesday mornings, no one would care. This
nobody
has gone
cares.
Away.
They don't
she
care
paid all.
That
she paid all.
She
paid all the money.
Rules.
She paid all the money back. Don't worry about it.
But
no. That's just that's what
did the special prosecutor charge the county?
Well, that would be really good to find out. But it's all in. There's all of these things put into one thing. It's called the unappropriated. And how many times have I asked?
Hidden in plain
exactly
sight.
How much it is, and you cannot tell
because nobody cares.
Well, because even the special prosecutor is saying, "Well, I haven't had time to send out the bills." And
yeah, nobody wants to get paid for all that work they've done, all that hard, laborious,
is
investigative
insane.
Work.
And then go to the newspaper and say, "Well, this poor, sweet little girl." So.
Well, there you have it, Marty. Great
oh
stuff
my
as
gosh.
Always.
Go out and make money because we need it. Sure. Oh, and don't forget, I want to make sure I All say right. this because I don't want anybody to think I'm deliberately going around it. The Monroe County Council did put in place that all elected officials will now be covered by PERF.
Yeah, because the barn door, the cow's already out. So we're really good at when things go, now we'll fix it.
Well, right. I just didn't want anybody
go.
To think I was making a big pot of money here
no.
from that. Oh,
no.
3% of my great big salary won't be very much, will it?
And
you have to be there for 8 more years in order to do anything about it. So I don't think I voted myself in anything. But we were told this is what's supposed to happen. So, boom, it went through pretty quick.
There you have it. And we'll get caught up next Wednesday as the county turns. And our special guest will be Marty Hall.
Thank you, Marty.